So far, April is proving worthy of the old adage, April showers bring May flowers. But don't let that dampen your weekend spirits. The weather is expected to improve, and the biggest event this weekend is going on, rain or shine.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
WrestleMania 40 is taking over Philadelphia this weekend, and yes, The Rock will be in the ring at Lincoln Financial Field. The biggest spectacle in wrestling is in the city for just the second time, so expect large and boisterous crowds as superstars Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, and Logan Paul will also be here. If you can't get tickets to the main events, no worries. The Pennsylvania Convention Center is hosting WWE World, and wrestling tailor Suplex is throwing a block party on Saturday on South Street. And there's more, including a night with retired WWE champ, The Undertaker. We'll have info on it all on our website, whyy.org/things to do. If you like your drama on the stage rather than in the ring, Philly Theater Week is here.
There's a great big clad bell on your tail. Rock, we got rock. And he's put his handstand on your trail. Rock, we got rock. Oh, I'm simply laying out the flag for you. Great big clad bells making tracks for you. Ain't no time to relax for you. Run, beat up, run.
There are more than 30 productions from the city to the burbs, and all of them have set aside a number of pay-what-you-wish tickets. After those sell out, you can go to theater websites to see if regular price tickets are still available. There are a range of options to check out, from Tony-winning Broadway fare to independent theater productions. Philly Theater Week goes from today through April 14th. On Sunday, Greek independence is celebrated along with the country's rich traditions and culture at the annual Philly Greek Parade. It starts at 22nd and the Parkway, but you can watch it from the grandstands at 18th Street. Greek organizations from around the city will be on hand, and there will be a performance from the F-Zones marching in their traditional uniforms. The parade starts at 2 p.m. A ticketed after-party follows at Uptown Beer Garden starting at 5. The Smith Memorial Playground kicks off its spring-summer season on Saturday with Playapalooza, a day of activities for kids including arts and crafts, refreshments, and a bookmobile. Community organizations that service children and families will be on site, and there will be giveaways. The party gets started at 10 a.m. Playapalooza is free, but registration is required. Need a laugh? Then it's a good time to be in Philly, because several comedy stalwarts are in town. Tonight, author and humorist David Sedaris is at the Keswick Theater. His new children's book, Pretty Ugly, came out in February. The show starts at 8.
What really resonated with me was the rage that these two characters feel, especially my character, whose life is so seemingly perfect. You just never know what's going on in someone's head.
That was newly minted Emmy winner Ali Wong talking about Beef, the darkly funny Netflix series she starred in and executive produced. She'll be at the Met Philadelphia on Friday and Saturday on her spring tour. Both shows start at 7. And funny man Seth Meyers is so popular that they had to add an additional show to his Saturday tour stop at the Miller Theater. The 7 p.m. sold out, but the comedian and TV host still has tickets left for the 9:30 show. And on Sunday, Cat Williams, whose viral interview with podcast host Shannon Sharp generated over 60 million views, he'll have a slightly smaller audience at the Leah Cory Center. He's there on Sunday night at 7. All that laughing makes you hungry. There are two restaurant weeks on the calendar. Dine Latino starts on Sunday, offering a free appetizer or a dessert with the purchase of two dinner entrees at participating Latin restaurants in the city and burbs. Media Restaurant Week also starts Sunday with 2- and 3-course pre-fixed dinner specials and more at almost a dozen restaurants in the suburban enclave. It's about time for us to make our reservations, so we're winding down this week's edition of Things to Do. But before we go, Terrence Blanchard's opera, the first ever by a black composer to be performed at the Met, is coming to Philly.
Alone, a subject of curiosity.
Fire Shut Up in My Bones will be performed by Blanchard along with the E! Collective and the Turtle Island Quartet at the Miller Theater on Sunday night. The show starts at 5 p.m. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. We invite you to head to our website for details on what you've heard and even more events. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. I'll go north, I'll make my way.